detonated this evening. Stocks are mixed, and adding to what's been a solid May, the Dow is down 9 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 55. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got two storm systems this week, one today and tomorrow, and another one late in the week. Showers and thunderstorms are a good bet at times. Today, tonight, and Tuesday, a few storms strong, possibly severe. It will become rather breezy with a high today only around 76, tonight's low 68, up to about 84 on Tuesday. Sunshine returns on Wednesday with a high around 83, but there could be more rain and thunderstorms by Thursday night into Friday, and possibly Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASE Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
1819 News.
An Amber Alert was issued on Sunday night and is still in place for a 3-year-old boy who is believed to be in extreme danger. Willen McLean was last seen in Jefferson County on Dewberry Lane in Forestdale. He's described as a black boy, 3 feet, 4 inches tall, and about 35 pounds. The suspected abductor is 49-year-old Willie McLean, who is described as a black male, 5'11", 235 pounds, driving a white Chevy Silverado truck with Alabama tags. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The name of a pilot killed in a plane crash near Hartsel Airport is now released. 75-year-old Douglas Chapman of Decatur was the only person on board that plane, which went down last Friday night. In Gates City, an 8-year-old girl suffered at least 2 gunshot wounds after 70 rounds were fired in a neighborhood. The little girl is currently hospitalized. She was traveling with her parents through the area when the gunfire broke out. So far, no one is in police custody for this shootout.
It's a narrow way.
Alabama native Tristan Harper had quite a ride on the 2024 season of American Idol. Harper was able to make it to the top 5 singers spot in this national televised competition. He was eliminated this past Sunday from making it to the top 3. 15-year-old Harper is a high school student in McIntosh, Alabama, and was the youngest singer in this year's season of American Idol. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. Before they were legends, they were lost souls looking for their sound.
You want to be a songwriter?
Not really. You are a songwriter.
Discover the true, untold story of Sue Brewer, the extraordinary woman behind outlaw country music, starring Mandy Moore and featuring T.J. Osborne.
They call it the Boar's Nest. It's just my apartment, but you never know who'll show up.
In a new scripted Audible original.
Any advice?
Yeah, to steal something whiskey can't.
The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen on Audible.
You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your night.
Buy your drink.
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon, or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Like and subscribe there on YouTube or watch on the Twitter X, wherever you please, at the Joey Clark there. And it is a rainy, nasty day outside today. I don't know about you, Eddie, but I don't love driving in something like this.
I'm used to it.
You're used to it?
Yeah.
You're a man.
I'm a man, baby. But in Alaska, growing up, well, snow was the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those idiots that loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. You could go sliding through red lights because the road's slippery.
When it froze over, the last time it snowed here and froze over pretty hard, yeah. I was in that little roadster with just the rear-wheel drive.
Those are the funnest ones.
That was not. No, it was not.
Dude, we used to...
About 2 miles an hour the whole way.
We'd put a rope to the bumper of a car or a truck and put on our snow skis and...
Oh, well.
I mean, it was a great time.
And so the storms are... starting.
And the storms kicked my butt last week. I'll go ahead and lay it out there. I got about 6 trees laying on my Airbnb or in the yard. It did some damage. And unfortunately I got reservations this week, so I gotta cancel those. But here last week or so I've had a butt kicking.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Hey, maybe something that'll cheer you up.
Well, something did cheer me up.
Oh.
A friend of mine came to town. I only got to see him for a day, but a high school friend of mine that I've been friends with since I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
It was great to hang out with him. We just hung out on the lake all day and with my wife, and we all go back a long way. So that was
awesome.
Great. Yeah, that was
That's
really,
awesome.
Really good. Yeah.
But also, I think this will cheer you up.
All right, what you got?
Afro Man's. You know Afro Man,
yeah.
Right?
You met him.
Yeah, we bought once for him.
I didn't want to go there.
The rolling papers.
I didn't want to go there, but okay.
No, I was going to the gas station when he pulled up to the convention, the Days Inn in Dothan. And yeah, the Alabama Libertarian Party was living up large a few years back. And as I'm leaving to go to the gas station, I see him pull up, and he had the bedazzled goblet and all this stuff. We're like, great to meet you. Like, glad you're here. Anything you need from the gas station? He's like, yeah, get me some, Swishers.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. And that fool, man, he smoked in the lobby. He smoked wherever he wanted.
Nobody said nothing.
Nobody said a damn word. The staff was cool with it.
Well, it's Afro Man. I mean, come on.
And it is, again, the Days Inn in Dothan.
Yeah, that's
Alabama.
True, too. Probably glad for the business.
In a way, the signs that said don't smoke were almost like an encouragement to smoke.
It's okay.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
So his Afro Man, he did a remix of Cause I Got High.
Yeah, I've seen some of the video.
It's called Hunter Got High.
Mm-hmm.
Is now hitting number 8 on the Billboard charts.
You're kidding me.
Oh, what a beautiful timeline. As frustrating and miserable as the news can be, sometimes you get little gems like that that really make you smile. Now, the New York Times, by the way, today, this might make you smile too. Oh, kaboom. Trump is now up 13 points on Biden in Nevada and leads in 6 of 7 swing states. That's the New York Times.
I guess you saw the rallies this weekend that, even in blue states there.
80,000, 100,000 people there in New Jersey.
And did you see Lawrence Taylor, formerly Think Dallas Cowboys? He came out and he said, I've been a Democrat my whole life until I met this man right here. And no one in my family will ever vote Democrat again.
When Trump is saying he's going to make a play for places like Jersey.
He should.
Like, who knows what's happening with this? I think this combination of Trump sort of on his revenge tour.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my revenge will be my success. I'm not going to do anything like shoot anybody. What do you...
Let's keep all options on the table.
One day.
That's all we want.
Dictator for one day.
One day. That's it.
And the fact that people freak out about that is just like,
it's
whatever.
It's hysterical.
Whatever. But it's not just Trump. It's this move of everybody away from Biden, number one. Mm-hmm. Including, I've got plenty of pieces I could read from here where the Democrats are very nervous.
They're dodging him like the plague, Joey.
Have you seen the clip of James Carville having a very bad day?
A little meltdown there?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he's FaceTiming somebody?
Yeah, no, he's on some interview, and he's just, whatever the F you want to call
okay,
it.
That's the one I saw.
Nothing we do can beat him. Nothing we say. I don't know. I just turned 80, and I don't know what's what anymore.
Yeah.
So there's a meltdown within the Democratic establishment, like, oh, no. As Joe's trying to go more to the left to appease, say, his base when it comes to Israel and Hamas. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, does this accelerate the get Joe out, put new candidate in?
I think it might, especially because the wild card here, and he's not going away anytime soon, is RFK Jr.
Dude, I've seen a lot of mean memes about RFK Jr. this weekend.
Yeah, but he's living it up. I think what was his quote back that, I will let 5 more worms eat my brain as long as Trump and Biden debate me. Right. I think my 6-worm handicap, even with that, I can defeat them. There was one that showed a Dune meme where it was, it was like the God Emperor of Dune.
Yeah.
One of the Atreides who becomes part sandworm and then grows into a worm as he runs the entire galaxy. And somebody had a photo of that, like the God Emperor worm, and said RFK Jr. on his third term.
Well, Joey, now we talk about lizard people and things like that.
Maybe it's real.
Dude, he admits he's got a worm in his brain. And is that worm dead, by the way? Is it starving? What's going
on? But the real clear politics average, which is a pretty standard fare. Trump leads Biden 43-39 in 3-way polling with Kennedy included.
Still don't agree with that.
Yeah, I know. I think it's going to take a miracle for Trump to win.
I'm. If that's what it takes to motivate people, sure, we'll roll with that.
And you got to wonder, what's the effect going to be down ballot? Are Republicans going to do well, say, here in the brand new congressional district, too? You know, coming up at 1 o'clock,
okay,
we have a man named Joe Reed joining the show. Not that, not the father.
Oh, okay.
Not the patriarch.
Okay.
But Joe Emery, the attorney around here.
Oh, okay.
I believe he's the chair of the Montgomery County Democrats. And he's going to join us to talk about, there was a little bit of a split there where he and Montgomery County were for Anthony Daniels. I believe ADC under his father, Joe Reed, mm-hmm. decided to go with Shamari Figures.
Oh, wow.
This is after they first dipped back Napoleon Bracey and claimed Daniels and Figures were getting money from Republicans or something. Whatever.
Oh,
both Daniels and Figures kind of said, go away. That's not true. But we're going to now talk about the Democrats and how they see this brand new District 2 and how they're maybe coming together. What are the divisions of the party, especially statewide, nationwide, mm-hmm. and just get to know. We do fair interviews here. So I look forward to talking to Joe at 1 o'clock or so. And did you see, in terms of moral support, Trump, the trials continue today. Michael Cohen. He's taken the stand.
The convicted liar, Michael Cohen?
Michael Cohen.
The convicted liar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the serial perjurer?
Yeah, that guy.
Right.
He's got something new to say?
The man who looks like a worm, the more you look at him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I was actually in RFK's brain. I escaped, and I started working for Mr. Trump.
Be careful, because that might be the next story he puts out.
So that trial's still ongoing?
Yeah.
Well, today, you know, Trump will stop in front of the cameras before going into the courtroom.
That doesn't mess with his gag order?
Depends on what he says.
Oh, boy.
The judge is gay.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't think you can say that, Trump. Like, that's just not nice. Number one, it's a little homophobic. Like, come on, man.
Well, he's got money.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. No. Just saying
you're
a
just
fact.
Just putting it out there.
Look at his face. You can tell. Just by the face.
Putting it out there.
Like, you can't, probably can't say anything about the judge. Or where he's gotten in trouble with the gag order is just simply retweeting.
That's what I don't get.
Op-eds by Jonathan Turley or whatnot. But anyway, Trump stops it. It's rigged. It's all against me. Hope you saw the rallies this weekend. And behind him, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, I think one of my favorite freshmen up there in the Senate, and Coach Tommy Tuberville.
Oh, really?
Standing right behind him in the flesh. Yeah.
I like
Literally
that.
Has his back.
I like that.
Which is like, and I got a feeling, you know, Tuberville did that hold, and then McConnell kind of threw him under the bus eventually. They were trying to change the rules of the Rules Committee. So, and I don't think McConnell liked it in the first place, what Tuberville was up to.
Of course not.
But I think that whole process made Tuberville even more radicalized. Like, I'm tired of
this. Well, maybe it opened his eyes up a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he is tired. I think there was one tweet where he's literally talking about, like, Washington, D.C.'s grab ass politics. And it's like, yeah, I don't think Coach cares anymore.
Good.
So he is there in the flesh with Donald Trump.
Knows, I think, that he has his supporters here in Alabama support him 1,000%.
Sure.
Even a few Alabama fans.
Well, and sticking to that topic in particular, Jonathan Turley, who Trump is not allowed to even mention, or else he's violated the gag order. That's
okay.
Jonathan Turley has a new op-ed out. I believe it came out today. Yeah, this morning. It's called The Appearance of Michael Cohen. I say it that way because not the Cohen's Electronics and Appliances.
Right.
That's completely different people.
100%.
Michael Cohen is the mob boss guy. Well, he's not even a mob boss. He's kind of like, well, is he Fredo? I don't think he's quite Fredo either.
No.
No, because he's not that cowardly. But is he?
Hey, Michael,
I was giving him a little credit being
Fredo.
Let's
go on a little fishing trip in the pond here.
I was giving him a little credit there. But here's the column. Michael Cohen is to criminal justice, writes Jonathan Turley, what car crashes are to NASCAR. Few want to admit it, but he is the perverse draw for the wrecked obsessed. That's a good analogy. The difference is that Cohen was already a rolling, smoking wreck when he pulled up to the track. Even for those of us who have long been critics of this case and its dubious legal theory, it has been surprising to see that the prosecutors had no more evidence than what we previously knew about. The assumption was that no rational prosecutor would base a major criminal case virtually entirely on the testimony of Michael Cohen, who was just recently denounced by a judge as a serial perjurer peddling quote-unquote perverse theories in court. The calculus of Alvin Bragg is now obvious. He is counting on the jury convicting Trump regardless of the evidence. He believes that all he needs is to check the boxes on the elements of the crime, no matter how unbelievable the vehicle. The reason is that Bragg likely fears a direct verdict more than a jury verdict.
Mm-hmm.
After the government closes its evidence, the defense will move for a direct verdict on the basis that the evidence is insufficient to sustain a conviction. In other words, when the prosecution rests this week, Trump's counsel will stand and ask Judge Merchan to end the case before it is even given to the jury. Many of us agree with that assessment. After 3 weeks of testimony, there is still confusion on what crime Trump was allegedly seeking to cover up. Bragg has vaguely referred to using the denotation of payments to Daniels as, quote-unquote, legal expenses, as a fraud committed to steal the election. However, the election was over when those denotations were made. Moreover, many believe that such a characterization for payments related to a non-disclosure agreement was accurate. Hillary Clinton's campaign claimed in the same election that hiding the funding for the Steele dossier as legal expenses was perfectly accurate. They had Perkins Coie on retainer. Trump had Michael Cohen on retainer. Like,
I just...
Judge Juan Merchant, in my view, writes Jonathan Turley, has failed repeatedly to protect the rights of the accused in this case. However, he can claim that there was enough alleged to give Bragg the chance to make his case. Thus far, he has not done so, and if he is truly neutral, Merchant should grant the motion. Bragg is counting on not only a motivated jury, but a motivated judge to keep this anemic case alive. All he hopes that he needs to do is to get this to a Trump-loathing jury to set aside any reasonable doubt. To do that, he found the ultimate motivated witness with a record of saying whatever serves his interest and those of his sponsors. Even with a New York jury, however, you cannot assume that every juror will jettison doubt when it comes to the unpopular defendant. Yet Bragg first has to show Merchant, the judge, that someone claimed to have evidence directly tying Trump to an intentional fraudulent scheme to conceal a crime. Thus far, Bragg is not even close, writes Jonathan Turley. Indeed, many of his witnesses helped Trump more than they hurt him on the actual charges.
Yep.
Bragg started with testimony on the killing of a story by David Pecker. David Pecker.
Oh.
The former publisher of the National Enquirer tabloid. Mm. On an uncharged transaction to kill a story of Trump of a Trump affair with a different woman, Karen McDougal, a former Playboy model. And can you believe Trump's having affairs, all these playmates and porn stars? Like, who would ever, like, think that's cool? That's just not cool, man. Like, making billions of dollars, building buildings on the New York skyline, and sleeping with supermodels and porn stars and playmates, it's not cool. Nobody ever thought it was cool.
Okay.
The relevancy of bringing up McDougal was marginal, but the testimony backfired in that Pecker admitted that Trump told him that he knew nothing about any reimbursement to Cohen for any hush money. He further said he had killed or raised such stories with Trump for decades before he ever announced for president. Right, I thought this was pretty standard stuff in the PR world.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that he had killed stories for other celebrities and politicians, including Arnold Schwarzenegger,
oof,
Tiger Woods, Rahm Emanuel. You remember Rahm, right?
Yes, I do.
The former chief of staff.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Pecker even killed stories from Mark Wahlberg.
I don't remember bad stories with... there were a couple.
Word to your mother. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Late. Good measure... For good measure, Pecker noted that Cohen often exaggerates and became loud and argumentative. Witnesses said that Trump likely had a mix of motivations, including sparing his family from embarrassment. Daniel's own counsel contradicted the prosecution's reference to the payment as hush money. Prosecutors now need Cohen to check virtually every box on his own. It is not enough to say that Trump wanted to hush up the alleged affair. That's no crime, and NDAs are common and legal. Cohen has to say that Trump specifically knew and approved of the characterization of the payments as legal expenses. He further has to establish that Trump intended the denotation to conceal the payments for the purposes of election violations or fraud. That's a lot to prove, especially from a guy nobody trusts.
Thank you.
Jonathan Turley continues. He says that could make this a he said case, but only if Trump were to actually testify. However, Merchant's earlier rulings make such testimony highly unlikely. The court approved a sweeping scope for cross-examination if Trump dares to take the stand. No competent lawyer would advise him to do so after these rulings. That is exactly where Bragg wants to be, with a he said, not a he said case. With Trump effectively silenced, Bragg will argue that it is enough to get this to the jury, and he can then allow the New York jury to jettison any notion of reasonable doubt when it comes to Donald Trump. For most people, this cynical calculation will be immaterial when Cohen is called. Calling a convicted, disbarred, serial perjurer to any court is a spectacle in itself.
At best.
Cohen seems like he has never met an oath that he does not want to break. Indeed, he appears eager to expand his collection by announcing in the midst of the trial coverage that he is running for Congress.
Oh, good Lord.
Given the blind rage of many New Yorkers, he could well succeed with single-issue anti-Trump voters. If so, we will all be back just to see if a vortex to the netherworld opens up when Cohen stands on the House floor and swears that he is taking the oath, quote, without purpose of evasion. But before he becomes Representative Michael Cohen, he will have to appear for his NASCAR moment, though he will be the first wreck in search of a race. That's Jonathan Turley, folks. No wonder Trump's been retweeting this stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. That, I don't know, how do you even argue against that? I guess they're lawyers. They can. They'll find a way to argue against it. But,
I mean, it's just obvious it's coming out, and it's obvious all these things are just done nothing but to try to slow him down, to just basically cancel him. And the wheels are falling off that bus. And in fact, there's a little fire in the back of that bus, I think, right now.
A little fire?
Yeah, I think there's a little fire back there in the port-a-john there.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, I've got piles, sorry. 272-922.
Oh, I got a text about Tuberville, too, standing there.
Yeah.
Apparently, Steve Marshall was also there, just to the left, to the far left.
Steve Marshall was there.
Yeah, so how about that?
Well, right. Mr. Alabama's Attorney General.
We got some Alabama support going on down there. I like that.
Yeah. You know, you should call him General Marshall.
I don't know. I kind of like him.
That Marshall plan of yours was a genius, man. Rebuilt Europe.
I kind of feel like I should not push my luck with him. He is the one guy that's kind of on my side about things, so I...
But that's cool. I did not notice him in the background.
Yeah,
there.
He's to the far left, apparently. He's standing there, too. So that's great.
All right, then. Where's Rand Paul? Where's Ted Cruz? Where's Mike Lee? We need more of them. Where's Katie Britt? We need more of them down there.
Ooh, lots of questions from my buddy from Alaska about Katie Britt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we got to hit a break.
Yeah,
so you save that under your hat there.
It was just good that I had answers for him. But yeah. he is a very blue-collar guy, loved David to death, electrician, has been his whole life, union guy. But, yeah, he had some questions about Katie Britt, and I think I was able to answer them for him.
Now, both Tuberville and Britt joined together. They're continuing to push on the Mexican government. Remember how they, I guess a couple of years ago, took over a deep-water port and limestone quarry from Vulcan Industries, which is Alabama-based. And it's... By the way, their work there in Mexico with that quarry and that board is quite crucial to infrastructure here in Alabama.
Yes, it is.
And all across the Southeast. So both Tuberville and Britt, along with a few other senators, sent a very strongly worded letter. Now, you might go, a strongly worded letter. Yeah. But if you got this letter, you might poop your pants.
Well, it's coming from people of importance, too. It's not like it's, you know, spam mail.
No, and you better believe whether Biden stays in place or Trump gets back in there, or whoever, the United States government, a lot of players within the United States government are itching to start killing cartel members.
Ooh.
Just like they were killing, say, ISIS members.
Mm-hmm.
They're itching to do it.
Joey, good point. I'd never even considered
Washington has been itching for a war against the cartels. Now, could it backfire like all of our wars? Yeah, probably.
Hello. This one, though,
the enemy gets a vote.
It's a little close to home to be doing that.
Right.
It's not on the other side of the ocean. Not on the other side of the world. I don't know if I trust our guys to handle it. I trust our military to handle it well. I trust our politicians to screw it up.
272-9228 if you want to hop in on the program. First, we got a break. And before that break, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. Now, Ashley and her team are ready to help you out. You've noticed all this moisture in the air, all this rain that has fallen upon us.
Yeah.
Well, it's been going to heat up again. And the mosquitoes are going to love it.
Yes, they are.
As will the termites.
Underneath your house will become one big humid factory.
Heat and moisture is just, it's the mother's milk of termites and mosquitoes. And all those little critters are waking up. Wasps are waking up, cockroaches.
Scorpions.
Wood scorpions, especially if you are moving a lot of wood.
Got the wasps moving around quite a bit. Saw them quite a bit this weekend.
Have you checked your wood for scorpions?
I have not because I found them last time, so I'm just going to leave it alone.
Okay.
When Pest Pro Services comes, I will point them in that direction.
So call them up today. I mean, it could be for a specific thing, like you want to get a mosquito treatment done or a termite treatment done, but I suggest making them your everyday pest control company. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search for Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and that great team that Joey and Eddie, those guys on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdett.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. Like the new 2024 Lexus IS 350, now just $453 a month. New Lexus IS 300, only $463 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings end soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. VIN number R57772-4669 to assign. VIN number R513070645-27 to assign. 36 months, 10,000 mile lease with approved credit plus tax stack title doc fee expires 6/4/20.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We've got two storm systems this week, one today and tomorrow, and another one late in the week. Showers and thunderstorms are a good bet at times. Today, tonight, and Tuesday, a few storms strong, possibly severe. It will become rather breezy with the high today only around 76, tonight's low 68, up to about 84 on Tuesday. Sunshine returns on Wednesday with a high around 83, but there could be more rain and thunderstorms by Thursday night into Friday, and possibly Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back. News and views in the afternoon. 272. Why does you sound like a hot dog?
It's the blues, Joey. I'm singing the blues.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. And I'm tired of talking for a second, so I want to go to a man much wiser than me, especially when it comes to economic matters.
Yeah.
Peter St. Ange.
How's he been doing?
That dude is on fire. Like, it's great to know that guy I used to get a beer with in Auburn.
Yeah.
Now has this massive following online. He's making money off it. He's doing appearances on Fox Business on a regular basis. Yeah, it's so cool to see. Because he was impressive back when I was getting beers with him. To see the world get to know Peter is awesome.
Well, the only thing I could imagine, what we do, I get frustrated because we're so much in the news.
Right.
I can only imagine his frustration. He's a canary in the coal mine putting the warnings out. And I'm glad, I'm sure he's glad now. It seems people are listening. But, man, that had to be a long road just to get there.
True. Though, knowing Peter, he's a pretty happy guy.
Oh, yeah?
He lives it up. Oh, I got, he told me some stories.
Yeah?
That I can't share. They're not mine to share. But he had a good old time when he was younger.
Oh, good deal.
Let's just say he ran a nightclub in D.C.
Made some money then.
And, well, make some money. There are other perks to the job when you own a club. Let's just say.
Yeah, there are, Joe.
Yeah, he's always, like, got something going on. Like, he's an impressive guy.
Good.
So, here this day, Peter St. Ange put this out. And it's about the job numbers.
Oh.
The fake job numbers.
Yeah.
Because Biden keeps touting that. The Democrats, in, nationally speaking, keep touting, oh, the best job recovery since ever. And people bring up, well, what about, are you counting everything came back online after COVID? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, but it's not just that, folks.
Mm-hmm.
There's more trickery, say, with the statistics that's going on. Let's listen in to Peter St. Ange about it.
For Bidenomics have hung their hat above all on his allegedly amazing job numbers. Yet, on the ground, Americans cannot see it. They report that jobs are hard to find, quit rates are an abysmal 2.1%, meaning people are afraid to quit their job because they don't think they can find another one. The labor force still has not recovered pre-pandemic levels years after the last Californian jogger took their mask off. So who's right, Joe Biden's statistics or the American people? My colleague EJ Antoni dug into the numbers. He concludes that the true unemployment rate is not 3.9%. It's actually between 6.5% and nearly 8%. That would be a typical recession level. In the 1991 recession, unemployment topped at 7.5%. The dot-com recession never passed 6.3. Outside COVID, only the 2008 crisis was worse, with today's number comparable to early 2008 on the eve of that crash. So how does Joe Biden get to 3.9? The first thing to remember is the unemployment rate does not count people who are jobless. It only counts people who are actively looking for work. So if they're living in mom's basement playing Assassin's Creed or sleeping on Skid Row, they are not unemployed. They are, quote, out of the labor force. Statistically, they may as well be retired. So when you tally up these people, it turns out millions of Americans don't have jobs, but they don't show up in the numbers. To understand why, during lockdowns, over 17 million people were forced into unemployment. Another 8 million people immediately left the labor force voluntarily. Some were afraid, some were waiting and seeing, some were happy with stimulus checks that paid more than work, and then graduated on to government benefits that were no questions asked during the pandemic and continued to this day. Others simply retired early, downsizing their lifestyle to limp along to Social Security.
Yep.
So 25 million people, of whom only 17 show up in the numbers. As the economy reopened, millions of those people did return to work, but many never did, meaning they're still not counted 5 years later. So depending which data series you use, this gap is between 4.7 million and 7 million Americans who don't have jobs but are not counted. If you add that to the official tally of 6 million unemployed, you go from Bidenomics miracle straight to recession level of jobs, despite spending nearly $2 trillion in deficits per year. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. Government numbers will never be accurate for the simple reason that government has a horse in that race. It is the judge in its own case. Happily, there is another metric, real wages. If jobs are in fact plentiful, then employers have to pay more. If, on the other hand, a man can't find decent work, they will not. So on that metric, EJ hit the nail on the head. Since Biden was installed, after inflation, wages have been falling at almost 2% per year. That's driven millions of Americans to pick up second jobs and part-time work, which is typical of a jobs recession. And, by the way, shows up as record jobs growth. The entire Bidenomics gaslight is built on creative statistics and willful misreading of data. Opinion polls say the American people are not buying it. Of course, they will keep lying anyway. A new episode of the podcast just dropped. Check it out at PeterSaintAnge.com. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
Again, folks, that's Peter St. Ange. Always great hearing his insights. And, well, this was the last leg Biden and team were standing on. That we can still convince people, no, we're doing a great job economically.
But no one's been believing them anyway.
Yeah, but there were a few holdouts.
They must not live in the world
out of it. Think about the thing Biden cited last week when CNN pushed him on this. That Michigan survey, like the Michigan group survey, where 65% of people say they personally are doing all right. They're just worried about the larger economy.
It's the same guy who'll look you in the face and lie?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So, is my prediction going to come true? That they're going to do a little switcheroo? Like Indiana Jones with that sandbag taking the skull off?
At this point, what do they got to lose? I think the loser is staying with Biden at this point.
Yeah, Trump is up 3 in Pennsylvania, according to this New York Times poll, the new one. That's not good. And you really are seeing the culture continue to shift, popular culture,
mm-hmm.
to where you have MMA fighters citing, like, anarcho-capitalist and, you know, Von Mises and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You have Afro Man's Hunter Got High is now number, like, 8, I think, on the charts. You're starting to see people go, you know, I'm tired of this. And they're not the most sophisticated politically. They just have eyes and can see where America's going.
Lawrence Taylor killed me. I mean, him coming to LT, which was great, but that was the last person I'd ever think endorsed anybody. But especially come out and rock the boat saying, you know what, I've done this my whole life. I met this guy. Not anymore. You know? And again, like you say, culture-wise, if you look at videos, whether it be TikTok or YouTube videos or when Vine comes back out, but you'll see a lot of men on the street interviews, and a lot of them are asking people of color, what do you think about Trump? Where's your vote going this way? A lot of them are telling you flat up, Biden is a joke. Trump's a businessman. I voted for Biden last time. He didn't do a damn thing for me. Trump's my guy this time.
So now I want to go to just to suggest, here's how Democrats are in meltdown mode. I mean, there's political pieces I could read.
Oh,
all sorts of very smart Democrats who are like, hey, we got a problem here. But you remember the guy? Who's the guy who coined, it's the economy, stupid?
Ooh, way back when? I remember that very well. Was it Carville?
James Carville.
I thought it was. Okay.
Yep. During the Clinton campaign. Mm-hmm. He was working with, what, Gergen and Begala. I remember that crew.
Yeah, I just remember being a nerd.
Georgie, little Georgie.
I remember Georgie, yeah.
Yeah. And it, by the way, it's all about culture. It really is. All the way back then, when Georgie became the press secretary, there was like the girls on Friends had a crush on the new press secretary. And it's in the script.
Right.
Itself. And it's like, really?
But at that time, we were too ignorant to realize that they were really... They had them put that in the script.
Yes.
It wasn't a writer going, ooh, I got a great idea.
Well, or it might have been a writer who's like, well, I go to the meetings, us Reds go to, and like, we're...
My mom's there, and, you know, she told me I should do this.
So I'm going to try to play this. He drops an F-bomb, so I'm going to have to mute it or dump
James
it.
James Carville cussing?
But this is James Carville reacting to just everything that's going on in the political world in this presidential race.
In Trump's more head than he's ever been. More... Fewer people think January 6th was any kind of what it was, is an assault on the temple of democracy, the Constitution, I don't know, whatever. It's going the wrong way. It's not working. Everything that we're throwing is spaghetti at a wall, and none of it is sticking, me included. And it's hard when you're starting your 80th year. And you know, like anybody else, I have an opinion of myself. And the opinion I've come to is, I don't matter. It doesn't matter. You can prepare. You can be on TV. Or you can write pieces. You can have a YouTube channel. You can have a podcast. And nothing. And, you know, we got to, like, try to think of something different, because what we're doing is really, really not working.
Here's an idea.
That seems like not just a man upset about the political trends. He's having identity crisis.
Oh, he's a frustrated old man.
Yeah.
But here's an idea. Just stop your ridiculous policies.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop. I mean, or pick one. Border. Pick one. The payments of immigrants. Pick anything. Because right now, the country is going against your policies. It's not necessarily just the people. It's the policies that you guys are putting out. But no, we're not going to change that.
Yeah, it's a massive realignment that's happening right now. Now, when you see all these trends, you know, folks moving away from Biden, does it mean they necessarily go for Trump? Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
They might stay home.
Yeah. Well, I think somebody put that out there.
Never underestimate the GOP's ability to F things up.
Yep. I think Charlemagne the God put that out there this weekend, where he said that he's not suggesting, or he's suggesting people don't vote for Trump, but maybe just stay on the couch. Don't vote for Biden either. Just maybe stay on the couch.
I think Charlemagne's politics are nonsense, but I like Charlemagne.
Yeah, not a fan, but He's got a following, so.
Yeah. Alabama Mercedes-Benz workers begin their union vote. It's being talked about on Fox Business as we speak.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
We'll put money.
And then after that one will come the Hyundai plant, probably.
I'm sure. They're still talking. In fact, I think they had a barbecue this weekend.
So we'll see where all that goes. I know everybody in Alabama in a political position is very much against the UAW getting a foothold.
Until.
But we'll see.
This is what's going to be the funny thing. Say UAW gets in or whatever you do. Right now they hate them, but soon they will have those lips puckered up for their behinds. Don't forget about this.
What do you mean lips puckered up for behinds?
Right now UAW or whatever organization, union organization, is the enemy in Alabama.
Sure.
But when suddenly they take hold, these same politicians that hate them today will be kissing their butts tomorrow.
Oh.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
And if you don't believe me, look at these same schmucks who pushed COVID and now saying, oh, well, maybe we were wrong. We were given the wrong information. Mm-hmm. No, you acted like a jackass, and I'll never let it go.
Now, Speaker Ledbetter, coming to more Alabama stuff, you know, gambling didn't pass this session.
Right.
So he came out and said, we're going to see probably an expansion of more illegal gambling.
Are we getting into that?
I don't have any plans
to
do that.
They're going
to bring
us.
You got an idea to get
into? Well, they're
going to
grandfather's in the end. That's
you got
what's
some
happen.
Startup capital?
I got $3.
That's not enough.
We go make a bet with the $3.
No, that's what we do. We start at Wind Creek, then we go to Victory Land.
Right.
Then we go up to Greene County, then we go to Jefferson. We hit all the places, and we turn that $3 into at least $6.
I hope.
And then we double it again.
I hope, but I...
And out
gambling?
Of the winnings, we set up our own casino.
Yes.
And, electronic bingo destination. Yeah. And then we, like, rule the roost.
I'm all about that, but the problem is...
And we have the politicians kiss our ass!
They'll do that once you're in that business. But I can't be the gambler. My luck is horrible. We have to hire someone that has good luck. Because if I go there with $3, I'm going to come out with probably negative $10 somehow. So we got to find somebody that can really turn that money. I don't mind putting up the $3. I don't mind the initial investment. But my luck is crap.
Reminded me of a song.
My luck is crap?
No, a Johnny Taylor song. These last $2 ain't gonna lose.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. What a weird world we live in.
But does it make sense about more illegal gambling? You think there's going to be more?
It's possible.
I don't know why there'd be more. I just think the guys that already have those organizations...
They might expand.
Right.
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 And then State Rep Simpson, he's the one who wanted to get ethics reform done.
Yeah.
Didn't pass. He's saying something this big takes a long time. Sure he's talking about law and legislation or something else? Wait, isn't that something I've heard you say before? Something this big takes a long time. or have I said that? No, it's
just,
not me.
It's a very political statement that I just... You can't think. Things can't happen overnight.
No, that
Jody.
Can apply to all manner of right. sins, not just politics. Something this big takes a long time.
Imagine how long term limits are going to take.
Wait, is that a Jim Folsom quote?
Ooh. I love me some Jim Folsom quotes. He's trying to set a trap for Jim. You got women? You got liquors? A hotel room?
I do feel like more at ease that now Goat Hill is shut down for a moment.
Yeah?
Yeah, the session's
up. Do you feel better with your wallet?
Yeah, no, and just generally speaking.
Yeah.
It just feels like a fog has been lifted off the capital city.
The smell is getting a little better.
Right.
I got to be honest. But with all this rain, I'm worried about that mold down there, Joey.
Ooh. Well, the RSA's working on it.
Yeah. Got to figure they'll get that done long before they get a prison bill.
Well, and let's give credit here. Well, I saw the Lieutenant Governor, Goose, Will Ainsworth. He was tweeting out the accomplishments of this session, and there were some.
Okay, give me a highlight.
I'll give him credit. Here, let me find his All list right. he put out there. No, not the fact. He just ran a 10K, by the way. Could you finish a 10K?
On a skateboard, maybe.
Yeah, Lieutenant Governor's looking slim.
10K.
Yeah.
You know, they did the comedy. A bunch of comedians just did a 5K. Yeah, that was pretty impressive. Jelly Roll finished the 5K.
And it's got to be, like, great heart health, too. Like,
yeah, if you make it through.
Cardio. But here, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth put out our accomplishments this session, in particular what he was trying to push. Streamline workforce development. They're all about workforce development. It's probably
that's a good thing.
Good thing. Create a new high school diploma focused on career training.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
Child care tax credit. Pretty good thing.
A good thing.
Affordable housing tax credit.
Not a bad thing at all.
School choice.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, that was a big one.
School choice.
A cap on property taxes.
Joey. I can only get so excited about this guy. Come
and
on.
Then 10 bills improving the lives of military families.
I'm for that, too.
I wonder if this guy's going to be the next governor.
Sounding good so far.
Starting to regret that I wrote that he honks like a goose.
Hold on now. Anything about I-65 in there, too?
No, not yet. That's going to take... We're going to make it wider. If I become president...
That's
we're
right.
Lieutenant Governor, he's a strong one, folks. So are you, Kay. So are you. Yeah, no, that's going to take federal help to do that, but it could be done.
It's great, though, it that we have done. Somebody that's going to want it done and, yeah. And a pusher of that.
But we got in another break, but first, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And there at River Region Contracting, Todd Clark and his team are ready to help you with that roof of yours.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with weather like this.
Weather like we're having.
This is a nice test of the integrity of your roof.
Well, somebody like me has got them on standby already. So,
right.
And right now, like I said, we're going to have rain all week long. Man, living in Alabama, we have these crazy, like we go from the 90s to all of a sudden there's rain. That really does put it kind of puts damage and wear and tear on your roof, whether you have an asphalt roof or a metal roof. Because those metal roofs, you know, they're screwed together. And those little screws to keep them from leaking have grommets in them. And over time, especially with heat and the humidity that we have, those grommets can rot out. And all of a sudden you got a leaky roof.
That's
who wants that,
fun.
Joey?
No, it causes all sorts of problems.
Right.
So here's the good news. You can probably get an annual check. In fact, you should get an annual check through River Region Contracting because their inspections and estimates are always free.
Absolutely free, Joey.
Those estimates are also accurate. They show up on time. They get the job done well. They don't leave a big old mess.
Right.
Like, they really are considerate of you and your property. And they're a team of insurance specialists, so they can walk you through that claims process, which not always fun, but when you work with River Region Contracting, it'll be easy and even pleasurable. They're that good there.
And that's hard to say. I mean, let's be honest. That's hard to say.
But they pull it off.
They do it every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Ain't bragging if true.
That's right.
Or maybe it is. 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell Todd Clark and the great team there at River Region Contracting that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Star witness Michael Cohen resumes testimony. Yeah.
What's he lying about now?
Everything.
He's lying about lying.
That's how bad of a liar he is. Yeah.
Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, how you doing?
The comptroller that was supposed to testify today was Michael Cohen, who's in prison, and he's not getting out. So he ain't going to be there today. You know who I'm speaking of, Billy?
Like the guy who's testifying right now?
Michael Cohen's testifying right now, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about another guy who's supposed to back up his testimony.
Oh, no, I haven't heard about that.
Supposed to back up his testimony?
Yes, and he's the comptroller, and he's already in prison for perjury, so they said he couldn't come to the trial.
Right.
Well, who else is going to back up a liar but another liar?
Oh, this is the guy who got in trouble with that whole Letitia James case about Trump overvaluing his properties.
Goodness. Yes, so Cohen don't have his main backup witness. And I heard Donald Trump's statement this morning before he went into the courtroom. He held up all the polls. He's way ahead in all the battleground states. And he stuck pretty much to the rules on what he's supposed to say or not say. Trump held a yard about Trump's rally in New Jersey where 80,000 plus people showed up.
Yeah.
This is beyond belief, Joey. I ain't never heard nobody 80,000 people showing up for any candidate. This is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They interviewed a bunch of them, and they were all just the same as, like, the football player or the guy that just said he ain't never voted for Biden again. They said, man, we've been screwed so royally, we can't take it no more. So that's encouraging. It's amazing that these people are putting on another bad trial. What are they wasting $1 billion to try to put Donald Trump in jail? I think that may be close to possible. Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think it's greatly backfiring.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And, Joey, I just went in the new Hindu temple.
Yeah.
On Ryan Road. I have never been in a Hindu temple. It is fascinating. These people are very reverent.
Mm-hmm.
They go and pray in front of the altar like Catholics.
It depends on what sect you're talking about. Hinduism is so massive and old that I wonder what group they're part of.
Wow. Well, of course, I know so many gas station owners, and that's how I know Hindi, the language. And by the way, I've been taking poll from all my Indian friends. Everybody's voting for Modi. So,
yeah.
He's going to be the next prime minister of India. And these people are smart, man. I'm impressed. Yeah. We need to bring in less Latinos and Chinese and bring some Indians in, because this is the greatest democracy that ever lived, possibly, because it is three times the size of the U.S. And it's doing pretty damn good. I know it's very young, but they're doing pretty damn good. They're not going to war with everybody. I'm amazed that a population that big can be controlled, period. So, anyway, funny being with the Hindus. Roll Tide, go Trump. I'll see you guys.
I feel like that was like a compliment and an insult all at the same time.
Yeah, just don't listen.
You're wise. Wise. What's your shirt say today? Keeping it real?
Keeping it...
Real estate.
Real estate, yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there.
And a little bit of paint on it. That's how keeping it real estate I am.